You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Michael Picton, composer of Marvel Universe Live, Sci-Fi's Flash Gordon, and the upcoming Nick Jr. television show, Mutt and Stuff. Mr. Picton, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, certainly it's good to have you. Thanks for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. Now, on the first day of scoring a new project, where do you begin and what do you do first, for starters?
Scoring a new project, usually the starting point is a conversation. Usually a conversation that happens either with a director or a producer or both. It's essentially finding out where your collaborators stand in terms of the project and getting a sense of the project itself to find out where you stand in terms of it. So it's sort of the modus operandis for a composer in a situation like this is not just to sort of jump in and write the music that you think is perfect for a project or for a picture or something like this, but to understand the points of views of the other creators you're working with. So it's to understand the point of view that the other people in your team are bringing to the project, so that when you create something, it's really serving the goals of everybody involved and the vision that they have for it as well. So it's a conversation that usually involves a conversation that doesn't always involve words, but also involves music, because music's such an intangible thing. It's so difficult to talk about. So usually it's a conversation that involves playing some music and listening to music that other people bring to the table to understand what styles and aspects of the music that people want to bring to the project.
What do you do when you have writer's block and can't come up with the right tune?
I guess the number one rule for my work is not to have writer's block, and that's to and the way to do that is to essentially pretend that something called writer's block doesn't exist, and so to find your way out of musical or inspirational problems simply by acknowledging you don't need, if you've developed your skills to a certain extent and you have enough sort of background, you don't need inspiration to get your job done every day. Inspiration is a help, and sometimes you're inspired and you feel great about what you're writing and you feel it's new and different and exciting. But sometimes you really just have to get the scene scored, and you can do that in a very, think prosaic way, and just sort of approach the way out of it is to approach the problems and the task at hand. So sometimes for me that involves breaking things down. If I don't have a feel for how a scene should be scored right at the beginning, I sort of analyze the scene a bit, try and figure out what's the important thing, what I really need to hit, what emotion I'm after, and sort of break it down into pieces. And once I can do that, I can tackle each of those a little bit at a time. And once it gets flowing, the answer to one problem will lead to the answer to the next problem, and before you know it, you've finished the scene. Now you may go back to it later and say, I could have done that better, and maybe I'll take the evening now and make it into something better. But the important thing is to get it down in some form. It may not be your, you're not going to write your favorite piece of music every single day, but you're going to write something. And so it's a matter of just getting, I would say putting your pen to paper, but I don't usually use much pen and paper these days, sort of putting the notes into the computer in one way or another to make the scene work. And then once it's working, start to make it even better.
Yeah, we don't write much down anymore, that is for sure. Was it intimidating coming into a project like Marvel Universe Live, since the franchise is so successful and some of the Marvel film scores are so iconic?
Absolutely. That one was more than any other project. I think stepping into that one, I felt that there were there's some shoes to fill that you're really living up to a huge track record of powerful scores and successful films and an even longer history of, you know, a comic tradition that's gone back decades. So you're sort of stepping into tradition and stepping into history. So there's a certain responsibility in that. So that sort of came back to the last question, that you really feel that you need to be delivering masterpiece work every day. But sometimes you have to just go back to your basics and deliver music that works, and then try and build it into a masterpiece as much as you can.
Today we are joined by Michael Picton, composer of Marvel Universe Live, Sci-Fi's Flash Gordon, and the upcoming Nick Jr. television show Mud and Stuff here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Michael, what do you think the best software program for creating scores is that is out there right now? What is that?
Well, I'm not really going to speak to the best. All I can say is that what I use is Logic Pro. Which is by Apple, and it's great. I still use it because it's great. But there are plenty of other programs, and they all work well. The reason I use Logic is because I have sort of a deep time investment in it. I've been using it for over a decade to write my music, and for me to switch programs would introduce a whole sort of learning curve and time drain to my production schedule. So Logic, I know how it works. I know it like the back of my hand. I know how to do everything I need to do with this program. So I don't have to worry about it. It's like an extension of me. I don't have to worry about it when I switch it on. When I get to work with it, I don't have to wonder which key does what. So I won't make any claims to it being the best. I'll just make claims to it working just fine for what I need it to do.
Awesome. And when scoring a project, do you think it is best to divide it up into 15-minute increments to not get overwhelmed? And what order do you score, let's say, a television episode?
Well, there are a couple of ways around it. One, I definitely divide it up into much smaller increments, generally in television work. Most of the music cues tend to be... Take Mutt and Stuff, for example, which is the TV show I'm working on currently. Most of the music cues tend to be between around 30 seconds and maybe a minute and a half in length. So the whole show will be divided into little chunks, about 30 seconds to a minute and a half in length. One way to approach the show is to do it from beginning to end, and then you just get a flow of the drama. But this show is a little different in that we have these little scenes that recur every week in different orders and different episodes. So there's a lot of jumping around because I'll have a scene one week that'll appear the next week in a slightly different format. So what I try to do is assemble all of the different scenes that might be based on scenes that I've already written first and sort of get those mapped out. And then I'll tackle all the new story elements in an episode, for example, in Mutton Stuff. Usually we'll have a running story that goes through the episode, but it'll be broken up by these different sort of, in the case of Mutton Stuff, playtime scenes and stuff. I'll try and tackle all of the story elements in one day and sort of just go from beginning to end to get a consistency in the storytelling. And then I'll go back and refine all the little cutaway scenes and little special scenes that don't play into the arc of the storytelling. So it's sort of a two-step process. If we're doing a more dramatic piece, like when I was doing Flash Gordon on Sci-Fi, there was a little more of trying to start at the beginning and move to the end. Although sometimes I'll try and tackle the bigger, more difficult scenes early on, so I get them out of the way. And that those scenes in a dramatic show will very often be sort of towards the end of the show for a big fight scene or something like that.
Well, Michael, it certainly is interesting what you do. You certainly have a gift. Tell us, where can folks find you online and get more information, and how can they be in touch?
Yeah, they can find me, probably the easiest way, is my website, which is michaelpicton.com. Pretty simple to find. And there's all sorts of music and video on that website, as well as a contact information page if people do want to get in touch. That's probably the easiest way, and it's got links to my music in other places, for example, on iTunes or Spotify, that kind of thing.
Well, Michael, we want to thank you for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Great. Thanks very much, Eric. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michael Pickton, composer of Marvel Universe Live Sci-Fi's Flash Gordon and the upcoming Nick Jr. television show Mud and Stuff, and the website of reference and for contact, and basically the website that does it all. It's michaelpickton.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.